WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. High school football tonight on WCDO as the BG Bobcats run out onto the field. It's an old school rivalry game. Bainbridge-Guilford hosting Sydney tonight right here on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales Kickoff Show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams here tonight the best of luck. And I'm joined by Skylar Thompson, who did most of the football season with me last year. Sky, it's good to have you back again here for week one.
It's great to be back. It's week one, the start of the football season. It's just a great time of the year.
Of course, we are in week one, but we did have week zero. If any of you got a chance to listen back last Saturday night, we had a special doubleheader. We were up at Colgate University. Norwich took on Batavia, and then it was this BG team taking on Sherburne-Earlville. We had a whale of a game. BG taking on Sherburne-Earlville went to overtime, and BG lost that game 26-20. But, you know, they come in ready to defend here on their home turf against Sydney. Sydney also had a week zero game against Windsor, losing at home 38-13. So both of these teams, Sky, hungry for a victory, and you got a feel for BG. That overtime loss came right down to the wire. It has to leave a kind of a bad taste in their mouth. I'm sure they're ready to go. But beautiful weather here tonight. Looks like, hopefully, knock on wood, the rain's going to hold off. A great night for football.
It's just a beautiful night, as you said. Both teams got to get a real game feel. We talked about that last year when we did the first week zero game. It was Norwich. It gives you a really live feel of a game where it's not like a scrimmage. You go in, you play it like it's a real game. So both these teams coming in with that realistic game feel ready to go.
Week zero is so interesting because basically, to explain it, you can choose to do a scrimmage or you can choose to do a real game. The real game will count on your record but does not count towards your playoff points. So I don't want to say it's a glorified scrimmage because it's not. It does count on your record, but at the same time, if you go out and get a big win, it's not going to help you for the playoffs. So it's kind of an interesting thing, but I like it. It's the weather's usually still good. You're getting some real feel in, and you're putting the pads on it. I think it's a great thing, and we've seen it work very well the last couple of years. And I know that BG ready to go here tonight, as well as Sydney. I got to walk down to the field, talk to both coaching staffs, and they're just ready for this beautiful night here, and we're set to go as well. Great to work with you again this year, Sky.
I'm looking forward to it. I got to give you a little bit of credit to start off here. That was the best description of week zero I think I've ever heard, because I remember last year we were talking about it, trying to explain it to everyone, you know, what exactly it is. I think that was the best one, so write that down.
Well, thank you.
And we use that one again.
Well, week zero hasn't always existed. It's a pretty new thing within, I would say, the last 2 to 3 years. And every year I kind of have to do a refresher course on, okay, what does it count for? What does it not count for? But I've enjoyed it. It's a nice weather time of the year, so it's perfect for that. All right, we are going to take a quick break here. Again, it's the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler features the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Beautiful night for high school football. Thanks for joining us on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. All right, we'll be right back in a few minutes on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Starting lineups happening right now for BG in Sydney. Then we'll have the national anthem, but a nice crowd filing in here. And as always, Sky, this BG field looks immaculate. The grass, well taken care of. Has to be one of the nicest grass fields in the area, I would say.
I was looking at that, you know, before the game started. Look at the grass. They do a very nice job here with keeping the field in good condition.
They do, and there's some talk about putting turf down here. We'll see what happens in the future with that. But for now, again, one of the best grass fields in the area here in Bainbridge. All right, we're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Why do I use the Delaware National Bank of Delhi? Well, it's simple. They offer all of today's banking conveniences, but with that neighborly hometown service we've all become accustomed to. They've been around since 1839. In fact, DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the entire nation. I'd say that's real experience, wouldn't you? Download their mobile app. It lets you make mobile deposits and allows you to control where, when, and how your debit card is used. DNBD offers competitive loan rates, and they pay most closing costs on mortgage transactions. DNBD has branches in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, and Hobart, with a loan production office in Sydney. Learn more at dnbd.bank. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU, and of course, it's our Butler Auto Kickoff Show. Sky, one thing we should mention, Sydney is starting tonight's game with 16 eligible players, and 16 is what you need. That's the state minimum to start a ball game, and it's for a variety of reasons. Missing a couple of guys who don't have enough practices, some injuries, so you take a roster of well over 20, and a couple of things like that happen, and you're down to 16. So that's tough to start here tonight for the Warriors.
It's always tough because you have, you know, I don't know who they are, obviously, but you count on certain guys, you know, in certain spots on a team. But also, you know, once you lose a couple guys, it makes things difficult because once someone in the game may go down or something like that, you lose that depth. So it definitely will be something to watch out for.
Yeah, we'll have to hope that everybody on Sydney stays happy and healthy here tonight in this contest against BG. Sky, I got to ask you now, the other big game this weekend, Norwich, Oneonta, of course, you're an Oneonta grad. What's that mean for you when that's always a big matchup on the schedule?
Yeah, I definitely have my eyes on that one. I have a friend who's going to text me updates of the score of that one. Two teams who have a long rivalry, just like the game we're at tonight. Should be an interesting one. You know, both teams, you know, rebuilding, retooling a little bit after losing some key players in that matchup. And not to change it back to this one, but you look at the Sydney roster after we did a few games last year. So many returners from last year's team for Sydney. It should be interesting to see the improvements that they've made. And for BG, we did a few of their games last year, and I remember some of their players as well. And I'm very interested to see how they perform as well.
All right, before kickoff, we're going to take a quick break. It'll be BG and Sydney when we come back. High school football tonight on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-829-829. 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season. And we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC high-speed fiber optic internet and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Just getting underway here between Sydney and BG. We have the opening kickoff. Sydney receives, and they are going to be starting tonight's game going left to right. They're in the white tops with the gray trim, the gray helmet with the Sydney S on the side. Going to be starting about the 35-yard line after that ball rolled out of bounds there on the kickoff.
Yeah, I think they're still figuring out the position because I think the ball rolled out right. Oh, there we go. They're putting on the right hash. That's all they were doing. But, yeah, as I was saying before we went to break, both teams got some key players back. For Bainbridge Guilford, one of the players I remember distinctively saying his name quite a bit last year on defense, especially with Seymour, monster. They got him listed at 5'9", 180, and he can move, too.
And we were really impressed last week as well with number 20 for BG, Declan Marshfield. He did a little bit of everything. He'll definitely be somebody to watch here tonight. For Sydney, number 0, the QB, Dylan Easton. It all begins with him. He's a guy who can get out and run and sling the rock. So going to be interesting to see how he plays here tonight. BG on the other side on defense in the navy blue with the gray pants and those new helmets that are navy blue and white. On the snap, went right down to the turf. Little miscommunication there. I actually think it went off Logan Russo's leg as he was coming through in motion. Easton just has to fall on that one, Sky.
Yeah, not the start that they were hoping to have there. There must have been some miscommunication with the snap or how far to go in motion or something like that. But second down here, they already backed themselves up. But the experience, you said Logan Russo, a guy who said last year a lot. Hopefully they can lean on that and get some more positive gains.
Second and 14, a QB keeper here for Dylan Easton, and he's going to pick up a lot of that. I'd say about 12 yards up the right side of the field as Sydney goes left to right, out to about the 48-yard line.
I'll be curious to see the matchup between Easton and Seymour. Seymour playing that middle linebacker position. Easton, obviously, the quarterback. Those are the matchups right there, one-on-one, that you always like to see.
Easton, a guy that can run it to the outside, as we saw there. He can run it up the middle. Very tough matchup to stop if you are the BG Bobcats. Minute gone here in the first quarter. We are scoreless between Sydney and BG. Opening drive of the game. Sydney with a good running attack here up the middle. They're going to pick up the first down and a lot more across the 40 to the 30. Great running by Corbin Cash and a flag after he was tackled there at about the 31-yard line. And Sydney's moving the ball well here.
Curious to see what this penalty is because it's like right on the sideline.
And it looked to me it was like after Cash was tackled there on the left hash. And Stripes are going to come over and have a word here with Bainbridge Guilford. They were telling the sideline to get back a little bit here.
Sideline infraction.
And sideline infraction. Wow.
I think I remember last week hearing you guys
yes.
On the radio talk about the same kind of thing.
That was in the Norwich game,
yeah.
I believe. But they did. They warned Norwich last week after a player had been running down the sideline and they thought maybe somebody had breached out and grabbed them type of thing. This was not anywhere near the sideline, and they still kind of gave him that flag there. Going to be a timeout taken here by BG and head coach Art Regas. 10:50 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless, but Sydney is on the march here after a couple of nice runs from Dylan Easton and Corbin Cash. We'll be right back on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. I think the BG staff just wanted to get together, make sure everybody was on the same page. 10:50 to go here in the first quarter. Scoreless in Bainbridge tonight. Just about a minute underway here between Sydney and BG. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here. And Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studio. Again, a huge thank you to Jim last week for helping us with that doubleheader. We were on the air for quite a long time last Saturday night, and it was a late night as well. So big thank you to Rich Turnbull and Jim Tomeo for helping me out last week. All right, we're going to come out of the timeout here. A first and 10 for Sydney. They're on the march. And Dylan Easton is in the shotgun, and he has Corbin Cash off his right hip. And now Cash will switch over to the left. Now back to the right here as they figure things out. Going to be a snap, fake handoff, and Easton's going to run it up the middle again. And the BG line is going to bring him down this time. James Agroyan was right there to wrap him up after a couple of yards.
I think they knew that you were saying he was switching sides. Yeah. They wanted to mess with you a little bit here early on.
A couple of different looks there for Sydney in the backfield. And so far, that seems to be the bread and butter, Sky. You have a good running back and a good quarterback who can both run the ball. I know Sydney has some good receivers, so how long do they wait to try to connect through the air? We'll see. Here's Cash with two wide receivers split to the left, one to the right. Cash now comes in motion to the right side, so three receivers now to the right. He'll switch back to the left. QB keeper for Easton runs to the edge, turns the corner at the 10 to the 5, and he is in. Dylan Easton with a touchdown for Sydney. 2 minutes in, puts six on the board here for Sydney.
They brought the guy in motion from left to right and then back from right to left to be that lead blocker on that QB keep to the left. Very nice play design, and as you said, Easton's been running the ball. We know he can throw it, and that dual weapon ability makes it so tough to defend him, because just when you think you can bring more guys up in the box to stop the run, that's when they, as you mentioned, their receivers too, they can get open and they throw the ball.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, the minute you think he's going to do one thing, he can quickly pivot and do the other. Sydney with a early touchdown here on their first drive, and now they're going to go for two. They go to Cash, and he lost it. Ball is on the ground, recovered by BG. So the two-point conversion is no good. Nice job there by the BG line to shut the door. We're 2 minutes into the first quarter in Bainbridge, and Sydney has jumped out to a 6-0 lead over the BG Bobcats. I'm Nate Lull for Sky Thompson. We'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 9:59 to go in the first quarter here on WCDO. Nate Lull and Skylar Thompson with you. And Sydney jumps out to a 6-0 lead here over BG. Sky, your thoughts there? You know, they started from their own 30, drove it right down, and scored.
Yeah, and the first play didn't go the way they wanted, obviously. The in motion, the ball hit the guy that came in motion. They got backed up, and then from there it just seemed to just be no problem for them. And clicking on all cylinders, you got to be happy with a drive like that. It's tough to play a guy like Dylan, though, because I hate to just focus on the one guy, because he does have so many weapons, but he, as you said, it all starts there. And when you have a guy that can do multiple things like that as a defense, how do you contain that and stop it? It is tough. But I'm curious to see what BG does on offense, because last year, the couple games that we did, they moved the ball very well.
They did, and we talked about this last week, a new coaching staff this year for BG. So what changes will we see?
Yes.
And, you know, last week looked very similar to what they've done in the past, but we'll see if they have any tricks up their sleeve here today. A kickoff by Sydney is fielded by BG at the 40, and running to the outside up to the 45 here for the Bobcats is Nate Martin. So going to be BG going right to left again, starting at about their own 45. So again, thanks for joining us earlier tonight for the Butler Auto Kickoff Show, and stay tuned because we will have our halftime show coming up a little later, sponsored by Mirabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. Now we'll get our first look of the night at BG quarterback Connor Davey. Played excellent last week against Sherburne Earlville in that overtime loss up at Colgate University. So again, BG is in the navy blue with the navy blue helmets, the white trim, and the gray pants, going right to left. One wide receiver split to the right, one to the left here for BG, again starting at about their own 43. Here's the snap on the ground, and they're just going to have to fall on it here, as wasn't clean between the center and the quarterback. Sky, I was down on the field pregame. It is just a little wet, almost that kind of dew-like feeling. You think that plays into any of this early?
So the grass, I prefer natural grass over turf myself when I played, but it does get a little bit of moisture on it, just a little bit, and sometimes it's just enough with that exchange between the center and the quarterback, not speaking from experience or anything, of course, but I do know that there is just enough moisture, and sometimes just that little bit makes the exchange just slip right through his hand.
All right, here on a second down and 11, they try to run to the outside, and nothing doing there as they handed it off to Marshfield, but that Sidney defense collapsing in maybe got back to the line of scrimmage. Third long coming up for BG.
And to go back to your point about the new coaching staff for BG, sometimes it takes a couple weeks for you to get, you know, even though things may look the same, they're never completely, at least to me, the exact same. And sometimes it takes a couple weeks to get used to the new system, both on offense and defense. That's where week zero comes in. You get that live experience.
Third down and 11, 8:40 to go, first quarter. Sidney 6 and BG nothing. On a third and 11, Davey's going to roll out. He's got a man deep and just overthrows him as he was looking there for Parker Boutisse. And fourth down coming here for BG. 8:30 to go here in this first quarter. Again, Sidney leading 6-0. And Sidney's going to get the ball back here right away. And now it really falls on the BG defense. I think he can't fall down too early in this game. The defense is going to have to come up big and get a stop here and try to find a way to stop Dylan Easton and this potent running attack. Now we do have Marshfield in the backfield. And BG wants to take a timeout. I don't know if we'll see any trickery like we did see a couple of times on punts last week when they took on Sherburne Earlville. 8.5 to go in the first quarter. It's Sidney leading BG 6-0 on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
8.5 to go in the first quarter. 6-0 lead for Sidney over BG. BG now on a 4th and 11. Going to be punting this away here with Declan Marshfield. And standing back to our left to receive the punt will be Devin Baker. Standing back to about the Sidney 20-yard line. 4th and 11 here for BG, waiting for the punt, waiting for the snap here. Marshfield gets a good boot on this one, kind of a sidewinder, bounces at the 40, and is going to roll out of bounds at about the Sidney 35-yard line. So that's where Sidney will take over here with 8:23 to go in this first quarter. Great atmosphere. Sky, while we're at break, I kind of wish the fans could hear it that are listening, but the BG Pep Band doing a great job as always.
I was really impressed with them last year, and same thing this year. They do a really, really nice job with every. Last year there was one song, I don't remember what, of course, what it was, but I was like, wow, that was really good. Mm-hmm. They did a really nice, the national anthem was great.
Yeah.
So they're very impressive.
Great, you know, that they all come down here like an hour early. They're getting set up. They're really into it. So it's a fun thing to see. And, you know, it's kind of a lost art. You don't see the Pep Bands at many games anymore.
No, you really don't. And when you get them, though, I appreciate them.
Yeah, it's makes the game more enjoyable for everybody, I think. 8:23 to go, first quarter, 6-0 lead for Sidney over BG. They get the ball back again, and they'll try to run one up the middle with Corbin Cash, but that BG defense was right there to shut it down. Elliot Briggs leading the charge there on the line, it looks like.
And, you know, BG, not trying to say they're old school, but they kind of are. They got the grass field, they got the Pep Band, they still have cheerleaders. I mean, it's nice to have, like, some throwback stuff here.
It is, yeah, and it's funny to say that, right, because it's stuff that kind of goes along with the game, but, you know, just due to numbers and several other things, some schools don't have it anymore.
Nope.
So, second down and 10 here for Sidney on their own 36 going left to right with a 6-0 lead midway through the first quarter. Here's Easton to the outside, bounced out of bounds at about the 40 after a pickup of maybe three. BG seems to have settled in a little bit here, at least so far on this drive on defense.
Looks like it so far. I mean, you know, the first play they bottom up, there's another short gain, third and about six, seven-ish right now. Well, definitely some improvements. They've made some adjustments. Key is to keep doing it, though. This is an offense that we know is very potent, but it looks like they've definitely made those improvements.
Third down and six, and, you know, sometimes all a guy like Easton needs is a sliver of daylight, and he's gone, right?
Yeah.
So they're really going to have to stay home, stick to their assignments, and make sure those gaps don't get too big.
And those are the guys that are frustrating because I can be, I feel like I'm in the right spot, and then all of a sudden just the littlest of gaps, and he's gone.
Now Sydney wants a timeout as Easton's going to go over and talk with head coach Jeff Matthews as well as Corbin Curley, who's, I know, taking over more with the offense this year as well. 7:40 to go, first quarter, Sydney 6, BG nothing. We'll be back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 7:40 to go, first quarter. 6-0 lead for Sydney football here on the road at BG tonight. You know, not always a matchup that we have seen like in the old days. It used to be they played each other every year. There were several years where Sydney was up a class. They didn't get a chance to play. Sydney is actually up a class this year, but keeping BG on the schedule, always great to see because this is such a great rivalry game, only separated by probably 7 miles, so you love to see it. Out of the timeout, a 3rd and 6. Easton can't get around the rush, and BG streaking through there with Anthony Pfaff to bring him down. He brought the blitz, and Easton had nowhere to go.
Nice play defensively right there for BG. Great series overall. They definitely made some adjustments here. That was the first time we saw Sydney actually back to pass, and they didn't even get the throw off.
No, Easton looked like he did not see that coming. Thought maybe he was going to step around it, but Pfaff with a big hit there brings him down. So now a 4th and 15, and Easton is going to punt this one away. Waiting for the snap. Punt is good. It's a line drive. Fielded by BG at the 40. Now to midfield. Good return here by Marshfield with a 360 spin across the 45 to the 40. Great field position now for the Bobcats.
And BG feels like they got a little bit of momentum now. That great defensive series right there, getting the three and out. Nice return there. You're setting yourself up very nicely offensively right now. Let's see if they can do something and put it in the end zone.
6:55 to go, first quarter. Sydney leading BG 6-0. And here come the Bobcats starting on the Sydney 38 going right to left. So great field position here for Bainbridge-Guilford. See what they can do with it after having to go pretty much three and out on their first drive of the night. Davey is going to look to hand this off, and they'll try to run up the middle. It's a wall of Sydney defenders there driving the ball carrier back, and nowhere to go there for Marshfield. So 6:40 to go in this first quarter, and still a 6-0 lead for Sydney. Both teams trying to establish that run up the middle there, Sky. Seems like Sydney had good luck with it on the first drive when they scored. Since then, both sides, the defense, you got to give credit to those linemen. They've done a good job sealing things up.
So far, so good, right? You know, but it's week one. Stamina will be interesting to see how this game progresses for both teams.
Yeah, seeing that overtime game last week, you could see who was in shape or not last week for sure. Flag on the play here as we'll see who jumped early.
I'm going to think it's Sydney on this one.
Yeah, actually. It sure looked like it. 6:10 to go first quarter. Sydney leads 6-0. Believe this is going to be on the Sydney Warriors. Yes. So another couple of free yards here for the BG Bobcats, and they are rolling right now on this drive trying to tie this game up. 6:09 to go here in the first. Again, thanks for joining us as well online at WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. This is going to be a 2nd and 3 now after the penalty. Davey rolls to the outside, picks up the first down for BG, avoids the tackle to the 15 to the 10 before he's knocked out of bounds. And this is going to be first and goal here for the BG Bobcats.
Nice little quarterback keeper right there. But, you know, I'm going to give a lot of credit to the blockers on that because he had great downfield blocking. And that's huge for plays like that to be able to work like that.
Yeah, that was great. Definitely had some room to work with. And so now BG is going to have this first and 10 with 5:55 to go in the first quarter. It's Sydney 6 and BG nothing. Here is Davey under center. I formation. Going to hand one off to Marshfield, trying to run to the outside. Well read there by the Sydney defense. Great job by Garrett Oliver, streaking through to bring him down.
The middle does not seem to be there so far for BG. Sydney's defense doing a great job of taking that away so far.
As we said in our pregame show as well, Sydney coming into tonight, the bare minimum, 16 guys. I can only remember a few times I've ever seen that in our CDO broadcasting history, but 16 guys, you talked about, you know, long game, who's in shape. We're going to see what these guys are made of on the line here for Sydney tonight. Easton here on a second down and 11 for BG. They're on the 10-yard line. They try to hand it up the middle, breaking through. This time they get a little sliver of light, and the inside handoff is good for a couple of yards. They're inside the 5-yard line. That was Damon Seymour, I believe, on the carry.
Seymour picks up.
So under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. This is going to be a third down and about four to go, it looks like.
Third down, four to go.
And they are knocking on the door inside the 10-yard line. I'd say down to about the 8 is what we're looking like. I thought maybe it was a little closer to the 5, but right back to the 8. Here's Davey on a third down. Snap, pitch to the outside for Marshfield. He's dangerous out there, but Sydney with some great tackling. Devin Baker going in like a wrestling shoot there, brings him down by the legs, and he had nowhere to go.
That was a big play for both sides. If you're Sydney, obviously you want to make fourth down that much more difficult. BG, if you don't get the first, you want it to be same distance, if not closer. Sydney, though, winning that time, pushing them back, making this a more challenging fourth down.
Coming up on 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Sydney 6, BG nothing. And this is going to be fourth down and about 6 to go, and BG is on the about the 6-yard line here. So can they convert? They're going to roll out to the left. Davey looking for a sliver of light. Can he get to the end zone? He is reaching for the pylon, and he did not get in. Got down to about the 3-yard line. Going to be very close to a first down here. Did he get enough for it?
I don't know. He does not look happy with the spot right now.
He got all the way down inside the 5, kind of ran out of real estate, was reaching for the pylon. He could have picked up the first down as that was fourth down, but he does not look happy on the spot. You're right, Scott.
And usually when he's not happy, that's a pretty good giveaway of the result. But they're talking about it right now, the officiating.
Officials are getting together. Nobody's moved here so far, and they are. They're going to do the measurement. So 3:50 to go in the first quarter. This was a fourth down try for BG, and it's going to be close, very, very close. If it isn't, it's going to be a turnover on downs for BG on about the 3-yard line. They were that close to scoring. And so the chain gang is coming across the field here.
Now, is your camera friend now coming to show him a picture of the wrong spot here, you think?
I don't know.
He's getting close.
Everybody's down there. About every camera guy we know in the Tri-County area is there. So here is the official look at the spot. And it's a turnover on downs. It's got to be by about a whisker. That is a tough, tough break for BG as Sydney holds on the 2-yard line there.
Wow. You know, and we're at such a tough angle for us to really tell where it was. I can't really obviously tell. But you knew it was close regardless. But this angle's just tough. But, wow, that was close.
A great drive there by BG. Couple of good looks at it, but you got to give credit to the Sydney defense. Made some tough tackles down there inside the 10.
And that's the difference right there on that third down play. And third down, if they don't get pushed back like that, that's an easy first down, if not touchdown, with the yardage difference, right?
Right.
But big play by Sydney on the third down to push them that much further back to make fourth down that much challenging.
3:50 to go, first quarter. It is Sydney 6 and BG nothing. And now Sydney, this is a precarious spot for them, starting on their own 4-yard line going left to right. They're going to have to be careful here to get some room between themselves and the end zone. Easton is standing about midway into the end zone here. He's got Corbin Cash off his right hip as they go left to right. waiting for the snap. Here is Easton, and going to keep it himself and try to run up the middle just to buy a little room. Gets through the initial part of the line, maybe 2 yards on the play.
And this is the tough part when you're a team that plays out of the shotgun pretty much exclusively. When you're backed up this far, you're taking the snap in your own end zone. So anything bad that happens, that's tough. Could be a safety, you know, all that. So that's a tough spot to be in right now.
This is going to be a second down and 9 to go here for Sydney. They got a man in motion, and they are going to sweep it to the outside, and this is going to get them lots of room and a first down, rumbling and stumbling out to about the 21-yard line. Well done there by Grady Loeffler for the first down for Sydney. So 3:10 to go in this first quarter, 6-0 lead for Sydney as they go left to right, and they get away from their own end zone.
Big play right there. Nice little sweep around the end. Picked up a nice gain, gives them the breathing room. They still got a lot of ways to go, though. Still about 80 yards, but very nice play there to pick up the first down.
Has to just feel good to kind of get away from that scary part of the end zone where you know if you make a wrong decision, it might cost you.
Yep.
First down and 10 here for Sydney. QB keeper. Oh, Easton had nowhere to go, and again, busting through the line was Damon Seymour. He read that play beautifully.
Wow. That hurt me. That was a hit.
That was a hit. He didn't buy he didn't buy the handoff fake and went right for Dylan Easton and brought him down for a loss.
I mean, they're doing these, you know, read options. Sydney is, and you know, he either gives it or keeps it himself, and wow, he did not go for that fake at all.
2:25 to go first quarter, 6-0 lead here for Sydney over BG. A second and 14 for Sydney on their own 16-yard line. And again, Easton running for his life here, escapes the pocket but has nowhere to go and is brought down for probably more of a loss here for the Warriors, and they're going in the wrong direction.
But to avoid even the original contact, I don't know how he did that on that one. He would have had an even bigger loss, but this Sydney defense is playing really well right now. Bainbridge.
Yeah, the BG defense would have been easy to drop your head after not getting the first down there, not coming away with points, but the defense certainly hungry. Third and 18 now for Sydney as they go left to right. So here is Easton backed all the way up to the 13-yard line. So they've lost a bunch of yardage on this play. Easton's going to have to throw, and this one is incomplete. Again, the pressure was coming, and the BG line is just breaking through at will right now. It's fourth down.
I love that play call, though, from Sydney. They ran a screen where you hit really quick, and then you let the defensive lineman go, and anyone else is coming, and then the lineman gets downfield, and you just dump it over the top to the back. If that was complete, there was a lot of room in front of him, just a little bit off, but, wow, this BG defense is coming ready right now.
I feel like Easton needed, like, another half a second to let it develop, and it just didn't come through. Fourth down now, credit to the BG defense on that. Fourth down and 18 with a minute 34 to go in the first quarter. It is Sydney 6 and BG nothing. And Easton's going to pump this one away, and Marshfield for BG is standing at about midfield.
And this is big for BG right here because you can get some decent field position again offensively. You just made a nice drive, didn't capitalize, but... Oh, and we have a flag. Never mind what I'm about to say.
Boy, we got a flag on the play here. And who's this going to be against?
Too many men on the field? Wow, Sydney.
Sydney.
Interesting.
After a brief discussion.
So we're going to...
The illegal man downfield, and Bainbridge has elected to decline the penalty.
Yeah, so a penalty there. BG declines, and Sydney going to punt.
That was like a delayed flag throw of some sort. Yeah. Everyone was kind of standing there. I had no idea what was going on.
And so now Sydney will finally get a chance to punt that away. Nobody was lined up or anything there. It was almost kind of a delay of game type of situation. Easton will punt. Little sidewinder punt goes out to about the 40. And that's where BG is going to start with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. And Sydney leading 6-0. So, again, Sky, great field position here for Bainbridge Guilford.
Very nice field position. It looks like 37-yard line. So BG's got to feel great right now. I mean, you don't have any points on the board, but defensively, the improvement from the first drive to the last two have been very impressive. And then offensively as well, this time you hope to just put the ball in the end zone.
Well, you got to think, too. Again, Sydney comes in with the bare minimum tonight, 16 players. How long can they sustain against BG, who has a very healthy bench right now. We'll see. BG going right to left, and they'll try to go up the middle here. Some ground and pound. Sydney is right there to bring down Damon Seymour after a gain of one or two.
Except for that first possession for Sydney, the inside has not really been there for either team.
No, I think both sides have done well on the line. I'm just wondering, does BG just continue to hammer that line and hope that it eventually breaks down?
And, you know, taking shots from a guy like Seymour, like we saw on his sack on Easton, it wears you down. It really does.
Yeah, how long are you going to be willing to stay in there and take those hits, especially when you get tired? 50 seconds to go first quarter. Second down and nine for BG, going right to left. Davey rolls out, avoids the rush, cuts back inside, can't get back to the line of scrimmage, finally does now, turns on the jets, makes something out of nothing and picked up a couple of yards. Boy, he did a lot of running for those 3 or 4 yards.
Wow, that was very impressive right there. I mean, I thought, oh, he'll get him that time, up, he'll get him, and he made multiple guys miss, picked up, as you said, only about a couple yards, but, you know, that's the frustrating part. You do all that work, and you look, turn around, you see, oh, that was only about 2 to 3 yards.
So, let's see, BG's going to have it on about the Sydney 34, a third and seven. Yeah, he picked up just about 2 or 3 yards there after they had a short gain on first down. So it's going to be a third down and seven. Davey drops back looking to throw. He's got a man, but overthrows him. It's incomplete. He was looking for Kyle Patton down there. And a fourth down coming up with 34 seconds to go in the first quarter. BG is on the Sydney 34 going right to left. It's a fourth and seven here, Sky.
I think that's the second time BG's thrown the ball. The first time was just a little out of reach. That time, same thing. I like what they're doing when they're running these pass plays. It's just a little off right now, but they're lined up right now to run up.
Looks like they're going to run a play here.
Yeah.
On a fourth and seven, they must feel confident with the field position here that they can try to run something. And, nope, they are going to do the little squib kick over the top. Sydney's going to let this one go, and it rolls into the end zone. Boy, it looked like it was going to run out of gas just in time.
Just barely.
I should have known that was. They did that a little bit last week. It's almost like they're going to run a play. Describe that a little more for us.
So what happens is you have the quarterback in there, and he's lined up. You have an offensive formation lined up as well. So in this particular one, it looked like I think it was twins left and possibly twins right as well. So four wide, quarterback in the backfield. And what they usually like to do is you know, okay, it's most likely going to be a punt. But if they don't line up correctly, the defense, that is, we have a guy leak out, and then we're going to do a quick pass right there to him, and he can go usually for at least a first down, if not more. That time right there, they didn't see anything they liked, so you just punt it away, get a short little one. You hope it rolls around and stops short of the end zone, of course, but, you know, that time it kept rolling.
Going to be a handoff to Corbin Cash going left to right across the 20 out to about the 25-yard line, and Sydney gets a little breathing room there. With 10 seconds left, that's probably going to be the last play here of the first quarter. And so Sydney holds on defense, and they will take a 6-0 lead into the second quarter. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. Again, Sydney football leading BG 6-0 tonight here in Bainbridge. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. The little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. We'll flip ends of the field, so now Sydney going right to left. And We'll start the second quarter here. Boy, an entertaining first quarter. BG, great offense, great defense, but nothing to show for it on the board. That's a tough break for them.
That's always a tough feeling. I mean, it's actually good and bad. It's like, you know, we didn't get any points on the board, but defensively, wow, we've really, you know, made some improvements. And offensively, we've moved the ball enough to be encouraged by it. Now we just have to, you know, actually put some points on the board.
Looking to cash in here in the second quarter, but first, their defense is going to have to hold against Sydney as they now go right to left. Here is Dylan Easton on a second down and two after a nice run to end the first quarter. Easton will hand one off to Corbin Cash. Good hard-nosed running, a first down out to the 35, close to the 40. And when they've handed the ball off to Cash, I've been impressed with him so far tonight, Sky.
He's run the ball very well. And, you know, from experience, when you have a quarterback that's a threat like Dylan Easton is, defensively, we've mentioned this many times, it's hard to focus on all the different weapons. So for Cash, sometimes there's things that are going to open up more just because of the threat that Easton presents. So he's taken advantage of those opportunities and made some great gains on the running the ball so far.
So this will be a first down and 10. Hand off again. No, going to be the keeper there by Dylan Easton. And, boy, if they sell that fake, it's tough with Cash and Easton. You never know who's going to grab it. This time, Easton keeps it, runs up the right side, and picks up about 5, I would say, there, across the 40 to the 42-yard line. Second and 5 coming up.
And as you mentioned, if you sell the fake really well, it makes it even that much more challenging. So it's very important to do that, especially in an offense like this.
A few times we've seen that the fake didn't work, and BG has been right breaking through the front door. So now they'll go back to Cash this time. Picks up a first down for Sydney out to just about midfield, pushing the pile forward with that great extra effort. And move the chains, 10:45 to go in the second quarter. Sydney leading BG 6-0. What's the difference so far in the second quarter, I wonder? Similar play calling, but boy, they just seem to be zigging and zagging and finding some more holes here in that line.
It makes it tough because, you know, defensively you start doing things that you like really well, and then you almost get too excited, too fired up to where, you know, you want to keep making these big plays as opposed to just doing what you're supposed to do, which is what led to the big plays in the first place.
Sydney trying to throw here on first and 10, a quick out to the outside. Incomplete. Intended receiver on the play there was Logan Russo, and they haven't really gotten Russo involved so much here tonight as we expected. It's been more of the Cash show, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, they always say, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it, and, you know, they haven't really had too many issues yet, but I do think once they start throwing the ball, if they do, it'll open up that run game even more.
10.5 to go here in the second quarter, a 6-0 lead for Sydney over Bainbridge Guilford. QB keeper again to Easton. Slices back across the 50 and to the 49. So going to bring up a third down and about 9 to go right here at midfield for Sydney.
The defensive end on this side closest up did a great job. Easton there was trying to get outside. He got high enough in to force him back to the middle, which is where all the help is, and that's where he got bottled up there for only a gain about 2. A great play defensively again by BG, forcing everything back into the middle of the field where you know you have help. It's when he gets around you to the outside where it gets a little bit more challenging.
Easton taking his time, walking back from the sidelines, looking at the play sheet on his wrist here. Going to bark out some signals, directing traffic to Corbin Cash, who's going to line up off his left hip and now step up into a wide receiver role. So two wide receivers to the right, two to the left. Shotgun snap here for Easton. Rolls out, wants to throw, passes off the fingertips there of intended receiver Grady Loeffler. And this will bring up, with 9.5 to go in this second quarter, a fourth down.
That time it looked like Sydney was just kind of confused on what was going on because, as you mentioned, Easton took his time coming back in and guys were moving all around before the snap. It didn't really look like they were quite sure of what was going on that time.
So Easton will be back to punt now for Sydney. So just to recap, Sydney scored on the very first drive of the game, marched it right down the field. It was about a 15-yard touchdown run for Dylan Easton. Since then, it's been back and forth. BG knocked down the door, came up a little short on a fourth down as Easton punts this one away. And since then, it's been back and forth. Marshfield will receive this punt and run it all the way up the right sideline to the 30-yard line, about a 20-yard return here for BG.
And it's going to come back. We're going to have a block in the back on BG down around the 21-yard line.
Gonna play.
again, we've talked about this several times before, but in your high school career, you were a returner, and probably the flag you hated to see the most was that block in the back, right?
It's one of them. I can tell you right now from experience, the worst ones are definitely the ones where it's behind the play. Like, I'm already past the action. Why are you doing anything? Just, like, walk off the field. Like, I don't care. Like, but, yeah, just stuff like that's, you know, tough. Sometimes, you know, it's easier said than, you know, than what the real situation is. But, yeah, blocks in the back were frustrating. I won't talk too bad about them, you know, my teammates from back in the day. But I can tell you back then, yeah, definitely was not too happy a couple times.
9:25 to go, second quarter, live in Bainbridge tonight, under the lights as BG trails Sydney 6-0. It's going to be a first and 10 for the Bobcats, so that nice return by Marshfield was kind of negated by the block in the back, so they're starting on about their own 11-yard line going left to right. BG's in the navy blue with the white trim here tonight and the gray pants, and they're driving forward, a good run up the gut here, dragging defenders out to about the 18-yard line. Was Damon Seymour here, the senior running back. And you said it before, Sky, in the games we did for BG last year, he was a beast at times, and I like it when they get him more involved.
And it seems he became stronger as the game went on, if I remember correctly. He's one of those kind of guys where it's like, I'm wearing you down, but I'm not getting tired myself, and that's where it gets really tough.
8:50 to go, second quarter. 6-0 lead here for Sydney over Bainbridge Guilford. Under the lights in Bainbridge. Another run up the middle. Here he goes. Seymour breaks free. And he's across the 45 to the 50 before he's dragged down into Sydney territory at the 45-yard line. Heck of a tackle by Deion Taylor, the sophomore, to track him down. Otherwise, Seymour's off to the races.
Yeah, that was another very nice run right up the middle for him. And as I said, it's like he gets stronger as the game goes on. I'm going to quote my partner right here. He's like a bull in a china shop. Had to get it out early. But, you know, he really is. He's tough to continuously take these hits from, both offensively and defensively, time and time again, whether he has the ball or he's blocking. And you see now it's starting to open up a little bit for him.
Yeah, he burst through the line there. That was a really nice run, probably the nicest run we've seen here tonight. Picked up about 40 yards on the play. 8.5 to go in the second quarter. An official timeout. Well, one of the Sydney players got a chance to fix some equipment there. 6-0 lead for Sydney over BG, but the Bobcats are marching. Going left to right. Here is Davey under center. The BG quarterback will look to hand it off. Goes to Marshfield, who had a big game a week ago against Sherburne-Earlville. Turns the corner here. First down across the 40. And a little bit more, almost down to the 30 before he's shoved out of bounds on the Sydney sideline.
And you saw what they did right there. They faked it up the middle to Seymour. All the defense collapsed in because he's had two really nice runs, and that's when the outside starts to open up for him. So I'm really liking this BG offense and what they're doing right now.
8:12 to go, second quarter. Still a 6-0 lead for Sydney over BG. Ball at about the 30-yard line here for the Bobcats as they go left to right. Can the Sydney defense hold? They've done it a couple of times tonight when times got tough. It's going to be a first and 10 now for BG. Davey drops back, rolls to his left. Sydney defense chasing him. Davey has to lunge forward, maybe picked up a yard by the time he got back to the line of scrimmage.
Once again, faked it up the middle of Seymour, and you're thinking, okay, where's the ball going? Are we giving it to him because he's running so well? Are we going to the running back? No, now we're having the quarterback keep going back to the left. They're starting to make, and it wasn't a big game that time, but they're making more options available, which makes it that much harder for the defense to stop.
8:07 to go, second quarter. BG with a second down and 9 to go here. Waiting for the snap ball at about the 29-yard line here on this second down. Davey barking out some signals at the line. One wide receiver split to each side. Drops back, wants a QB keeper. Sydney sniffs it out. Davey escapes the first level before he's gang tackled there after about another gain of 1. So a third down and about 8 coming up here for BG. Sydney again getting some good penetration there, Sky, to break in there and kind of shut that down. And you know, if the fake, if it doesn't develop, it kind of leaves Davey, the quarterback, there in a tough spot.
And that's kind of what it looked like that time. It looked like they were trying to do the fake again, but it wasn't as smooth of one, and it made it that much easier for the defense to be like, okay, we know who's got the ball on this one.
Davey under center again on a 3rd and 8, 7:25 to go, second quarter. Sidney 6, BG nothing. They try to throw over the top, and it's incomplete. They were looking for the big man, the All-State basketball player, James Agroy, in there, but the pass was a little over his head and kind of a little behind him, too. 4th down and 8 coming up. Sky, that's the third time we've seen them throw on a 3rd down like that, and they haven't been able to convert yet.
And that one was the same as the other three, where it's just like it was just a little out of reach. And he's obviously a big target. We saw that, and it looked like he was there. They had a little pump fake to the outside right away to create a little bit more room, but it was just out of reach. And those are the type, these are the type of plays where if you're BG, okay, we got to capitalize at some point. We can't keep being just that close and not getting it.
7:20 to go, second quarter. We're going to have a timeout taken here by the BG Bobcats. Sidney leads 6-0 over BG. Again, about midway through the second quarter here. That's the last timeout that BG has in the first half. So for Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sidney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Here we go. A 4th down and 8 for BG. They're on the Sidney 29-yard line. They trail 6-0. Out of the timeout, Davey wants to throw. Pass is incomplete. It never really developed, and good coverage there by Sidney. So, again, a 4th down where the Sidney defense holds. So 7:15 to go second quarter. Sidney takes over on downs, and they lead 6-0.
Sidney is playing the stereotypical bend but don't break defense.
It's working.
They're giving up plenty of yards. BG's moving the ball just fine, just not finding the end zone.
A good look there to the outside. They looked like they wanted to throw a little fade route and maybe try to get a little confusion over there with two guys. Maybe the coverage wouldn't work, but great coverage there by Sidney for sure. They weren't fooled.
And it looks like Sidney got just enough pressure on the quarterback to maybe once again make him rush the throw or get rid of it before he wanted to. So credit the defense there for Sidney. It's a bend but don't break.
7:15 to go in this second quarter. It's a 6-0 lead here for Sidney, and they'll run to the right side again with Corbin Cash. Good for about 7 yards out to the 35-yard line. And Scott, you had an out-of-town score update for Norwich and Oneonta.
Yes, so I was just texted the score. I don't know quarter or anything like that, but we can guess around halftime or probably around the same time as this, but 34-0 Norwich.
So the Purple Tornado off that tough loss to Batavia, a very good team from Section 5 a week ago in that game we did at Colgate, coming out strong tonight against the Yellow Jackets. A run up the middle here for Sidney. Again with Corbin Cash, he's brought down, but moved the chains good enough for a first down with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Sidney leading Bainbridge Guilford 6-0 here under the lights at BG.
It'll be interesting to see how this half progresses the rest of the way because, as you said, BG used up all their timeouts, so maybe at some point they might wish that they had at least one more at some point.
Yeah, they won't be able to stop the clock if Sidney continues to try to just run this ball, as here is Easton on a QB keeper, but he lost it. It was a fumble. But I think they're going to say Easton was down here by contact, waiting for the official signal right at midfield. Otherwise, it's going to be close to a first down. Yep, I think they're going to say that he was down. They blew that whistle right away. Tough break again there for BG. And they're going to say move the chain, so it's a first down as well, a double whammy against the Bobcats.
I have no stakes in this game either way, but if this was the NFL, the red flag would be thrown right now.
6-0 lead for Sidney over BG, and a lot of the BG faithful not happy about that call because as Easton was going down, that ball did come out, but they call him down by contact. And it's first down for Sidney. Easton will run again. Shimmy shake to the outside, but he's brought down by BG right there. Nolan Janinda was able to wrap him up. With 5:55 to go in the second quarter, 6-0 lead. Scott, if you're Sidney here and you can keep getting first downs, do you want to just try to get into the halftime break, protect the 6-0 lead?
You might as well, because if you think about it, right, they started with the ball, so Bainbridge will get the ball to start the second half. So if you're Sidney right now, we don't want Bainbridge to get the ball back, because let's say we go down and score, even if we don't. BG goes down and scores before the half, then they get the ball back. Now we got a completely different game. So if I'm Sidney, they're doing what I would do. Take time, drain the clock, keep moving the ball.
Second and 10 for Sidney, going right to left, ball right at midfield here. Easton barking out some signals. Here's the snap, wants to run to the outside. Easton getting some blocking and brought down after a short gain on the right wing side of about 2 to 3 yards. So a third down and a long 7, I would say, maybe 8 coming up just past midfield.
But the flip side of this is, of course, if I'm Sidney, yes, ideally we would do that, but we haven't been moving the ball really since that first drive. So let's see if we can actually get something going ourselves and not really be too worried about the score and the clock and all that stuff. Let's see if we can get back to doing what we need to do.
4:40 to go, second quarter, 6-0 lead. Sidney over Bainbridge Guilford. Easton on a 3rd and 8 goes back to Corbin Cash. First down across the 40. Just dancing through the tacklers there right up the gut. Move those chains for Sidney. Well done. Wow, that was a 3rd, and it seemed like a really long 8, and they get the job done.
Yeah, he just kept moving side to side just enough for the defender to miss him. A nice run right there again from Cash.
Coach Conway out there giving us a wave, selling some raffle tickets here tonight. Before we know it, we'll blink and it'll be basketball season, Scott.
It's how it seems to go. Just things move so fast.
Hard to believe that the summer's over and we're in, you know, the second week of high school football. Ball on the ground here after Marshfield was able to bring down Logan Russo, but Russo able to fall back on it. So 4 minutes to go, second quarter, a short gain there for Sidney of about 2 yards. 2nd and 8 coming.
Coach Matthews at halftime is going to say, all right, let's hold on to the ball a little bit more, not have these such close ones, because eventually they're not just going to pop right back in our hands or, you know, we'll be down.
Yeah, that's 2 that have been on the ground here on this last drive, but both have stayed with Sidney. Coming up on 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Sidney's inside BG territory at the 38. Hand off to Cash, nowhere to go. The line collapsing on him right at the line of scrimmage. 3rd and 8 coming up. Elliot Briggs was right there leading the charge. Also looked like Joe Doyle. This BG line certainly does have some good size. They used it right there. 3rd and 10 coming up for Sidney. Again, ball at the BG 40.
And I've been noticing BG's been swapping their linemen in and out quite a bit, so they're keeping them pretty fresh too, and we've talked about that. So let's see if that keeps playing a factor as this game progresses.
Again, as we said, Sidney came in with the bare minimum tonight of 16. That's the state minimum. You can start with 16 and you can finish with 11. As here is the run by Easton on a 3rd and 10. Only picked up about 3 yards on the left side, and Joe Doyle was right there again to bring him down. So a 4th down coming up. Is this 4 down territory here with 2:45 to go, Sky, before the halftime break?
You want to know something? I'd punt it. BG does not have any timeouts left. I punt it. I pin them. Let's say they got 90 yards to go.
Actually, I'm mistaken here. I believe still 3rd down. Okay, so a 3rd down.
Holding.
Okay, so it will be 4th coming up here, I think.
If they decline.
Right.
But it doesn't. It looks like they're going to accept. Interesting.
So they're going to move it back here to midfield. All right, so let's see. This is going to bring up 3rd and 20. Am I correct here, Sky?
Yeah. Interesting to decline that penalty to have 4th and 10 in comparison to 3rd and 20.
Brings up 3rd and 20.
Yeah, 3rd and 20. 2:43 to go, second quarter. Sidney leading 6-0. Had to wait a second there to see what they were going to do before we told you. Can they pick up the 20 yards? They bring the rush. Here's Easton to the outside, nowhere to go. and maybe got back to the line of scrimmage there. So I think that's what they were betting on, right, Scott?
Their defense has been playing very well, so now you might get a couple more yards back on the punt, but still going to be tough. This is what we're talking about, no timeouts.
2:15 to go, second quarter. Again, BG, no timeouts. Sydney has two. They're going to at least eat a couple more seconds here on this clock, or as much as they can before they punt it away. So, again, it's really not going to leave BG much time. Silver lining for the Bobcats is they will get the ball to start the second half.
And if you're Sydney on this one, you're punting the ball as far away from the return man as possible, not even letting him touch it.
Here's Dylan Eason, good punt. Yep. Marshfield's going to try to go over and grab it. Takes a Sydney bounce and marked at about the 22-yard line with a minute 47 to go. That's how long they'll have. A 6-0 lead for Sydney over BG here on WCDL. We're glad to have you along. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Sky Thompson. Week one of the high school football season. The third game we've done on the radio is we did a doubleheader last week on week zero. And so that'll kind of set us up for our slate of high school football and hopefully some high school soccer again this year, Sky.
Rumor has it they want us back. I don't know if they really listen to our broadcast.
We had a couple of schools say we really enjoyed that you guys came. We did two soccer games last year, two or three, and we enjoyed it. Going to be a handoff here on first and 10. They try to go to Marshfield. He's brought down after a short gain of about one or two.
And we had a couple really good soccer games as well that we covered. So
we did. A couple right down to the wire, some late goals. I know that years ago, I mean, Greg Davey and his staff at CDO did a bunch of soccer games, so it was fun to bring it back. And I had done a couple previous to last year, but I felt like we really bought in last year. Davey with an incomplete pass on second down with a minute 18 to go, and BG having trouble getting their mojo going on this drive. A lot of people ask me why we don't do more things like that on the radio, and I mean, really, you do kind of need the press box and all the hookups that we would need for the radio. So that answers a lot of it. If we roll the dice and we go to a place and it's pouring rain, it's not a lot we can do. It's tough.
That's why coming here to BG is so nice, because we got this nice press box we can stand in, nice company.
Yeah,
not saying that because he's standing right next to me.
We're treated very well here. Handoff for BG on a 3rd and 7. Some great extra effort out to about the 30-yard line, but nowhere to go there for Damon Seymour as we hit a minute to go here in the second quarter.
Gain about 5 yards for Seymour. Does Sydney have any timeouts left?
Sydney has two.
Why would they not call one?
Coach Matthews letting that clock run at the moment here. 6-0 lead. And so this will be a 4th down and 4 coming up here for the BG Bobcats, and they will punt this one away. High punt, good hang time into the nice guy. It takes a BG bounce. It's going to roll all the way back to the 25-yard line with 28 seconds left. And so on that 4th and 4, Sydney elects to just let him punt it away.
If you're BG, you got to be thrilled about that. Beautiful hang time, like you said, on that punt, and took a roll in our favor. That's great.
So a 6-0 lead. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll break down tonight's game, get you ready for the start of the second half as well, see if we can get some other out-of-town score updates. If you're looking for other local sports scores, you can always check out natelull.com as well. We keep all the local standings there, as well as scores for football, boys and girls, soccer, volleyball, field hockey, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, as if you, had a whole lot of time to add on other things.
Yeah, who needs sleep, right? So 28 seconds to go here in this second quarter. But, yeah, that's starting to fill up fast. The start of every year, you start to get those games going. So if you're interested in who's doing what in the standings, make sure you check that out. Hand off to Corbin Cash, breaks it down the left side, and then tackled at the 35. A little bit short of a first down. I think that might do it here. Now Sydney's going to use one of those timeouts with 13 seconds to go in this second quarter. So we'll step away for a quick timeout. Sydney leads 6-0 here on CDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove. Heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
13 seconds left here in the second quarter. A 6-0 lead for Sydney over BG. And I think Sydney just wanting to have one last go at it here before the halftime break and try not to do anything silly here. Waiting for the snap here on a second down and one. And Easton dropped the ball, has to pick it up and run. He's got some room. Easton to the 40, jukes out his man and gets to the 50-yard line here. And he didn't get out of bounds, so that'll do it. Thought maybe Sydney would burn that last time out there, but they said we're happy to go to the locker room here. Actually, they're pointing over to their sideline, I think, saying they were trying to get the timeout. Let's see. Going to keep it right here for a second. The white hat, I think, is saying, no, we're going to the break here. What do you think, Scott?
I try not to guess on these things.
Yeah, this is tough. Everybody's staying out on the field there. I think Sydney's saying we want one more play.
Well, normally on a first down, the chain, like the clock stops until the chains are set, I believe, right?
So, yeah.
4 seconds left on the clock.
Okay, 4 seconds left on the clock.
All right, so they're going to put 4 seconds back on there, and Sydney will have another chance at it here at midfield right before our halftime break.
And this is always where the other team's coaches are like, are you serious? The clock just ran out.
Yeah, that's always the way it goes. BG wants to just get to the locker room right now. They know they're getting the ball to start the third quarter. And I've always said this about Coach Matthews. He wants to use every second he can because he always just has that one more play that he wants to try.
And the BG crowd is not too happy with this decision either.
Yeah, they were ready to go get their pizza and their hot dogs and their hamburgers. And they said, all right, we got to come back, sit down for one more play here.
You know, last year I did grab some pizza, you know, down here. It was pretty good.
Yeah, they always have a great concession stand here in Bainbridge. All right, going to be the most likely the last play here of the second quarter. Easton is in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the right, two to the left. Warriors want to have a chance at this. BG's playing some prevent defense with four guys deep. Well, this gives Easton some extra room to run. Drops back. Easton steps up in the pocket and lost the football, and that'll do it. He fell on it, so no fumble there as he was able to grab back onto that. All right, that'll do it. Our halftime score, Sydney 6 and BG nothing. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.